It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network with Jethro and a twist. I don't know. That's how I like my drinks, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. But, hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And here we are. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Man, first 10 seconds, you're into the booze.
Right. I'm not, actually. But, you know, it just sounded like it. Yeah.
I'm taking your recommendation because I've got to be a little bit fond of those armadillo eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever you call them.
Good for deer camp, baby.
Yeah, and I'm heading up, and that's why we're taping early here,
yeah.
So I can get out of here, get out of this concrete jungle,
right,
and head on up to God's country.
Yeah, well, what kind of car are you taking up there?
So I'm riding with my brother-in-law.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's bringing his trailer, and my mule is his old mule, so he knows how to tow it.
Right, yeah. Yep.
But anyway, I went to Sobey to get some sausage. And I ended up just getting the breakfast sausage because it was in bulk and I didn't have to mess with taking.
Yeah, that is. It takes at least 10 seconds to run a knife pound of kielbasa.
Oh, what waste of good sheep intestine.
Right.
I don't have to.
Yeah, well.
But I also got some hillbilly jerky, a little bit of the turkey and a little bit of the beef.
I know you like that.
And that stuff's good. I love it.
Yeah, well, that's all just supplies for deer camp. That'll last a day or two.
And when I was there, I remembered that he carries Hillhoff milk. And if you look at our Facebook page /TheGrillinGuys, you'll see a video I posted a couple days ago of this dude from Chicago who came through Michigan to test all of our high-end chocolate milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just quirky dude, really funny. I mean, he's going into all these places, and he was ranting and raving about Hillhoff, and he gave them like the top rating. But Sobey carries it partially because Tim's cousin is Will Stradoff's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's the Sobeys are related to the Hillhoffs, which is funny because I grew up with the Stradoffs, which owns the Hillhoff farm, and one of the reasons I like posting that video because, you know, they're childhood friends, and they're doing great.
Yeah.
The first organic dairy in Michigan, I had them on the show when you were gone once, about 4 or 5 years ago, and their chocolate milk is dangerous. It's
really good. So, and you can't find it everywhere.
No. Yep. But I just thought it was funny. Some YouTuber out of Chicago is ranting and raving about my buddy's dairy.
Sure. Yeah. You know, they're impressive.
So when I was in Sobey's today, I stopped and picked up this new product they've got, and it's a cold coffee.
Oh, it's not chocolate milk.
Made with their cream.
Oh, so okay.
I'm going to try a little bit right now, and I'll let you know how I like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love coffee.
I thought maybe you refilled the bottle and just were, you know, carrying it around.
I'm a coffee hound.
Yeah, I know that. But here goes nothing, huh? So I too, spent some time at Sobey.
Oh, man.
Good?
Oh.
Yeah, good. I, too, spent some time at Sobey Meats. If we're talking about that here. We are recording on Tuesday. So Friday this week, I have been commissioned to cook 50 pounds of bone-in prime rib.
Mm.
And so we're going to be doing that for a deer camp. Actually, it's just deer season starts Monday, the
15th. That's not like my deer camp.
Yep, I'm pretty sure of it. Not like many you go to. But I'm going to do an all-day deal. I'm going to be part of the camp. I'm going to show up out there at about noon, and we're going to throw on Friday.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Right. You were asking how you... So you're going to smoke them up and throw them right on the grill?
Yep, yep. Got a big old cauldron grill. It's about 4 foot across, big old cast pot.
So you want some nice long-sleeve gloves.
Right.
Because that gets hot after a while.
Yes, it does. And long tong.
Yeah.
But anyway, so again, what we're going to do is smoke them up to about 120 and then pull them off, set them on a board, let it rest a little bit, and then we're going to cut them off to order. And just run a big long knife down through there and cut, make steaks, and then just, you know, color them up a little bit.
Well,
on
to
the
be
grill.
Safe, I would maybe recommend doing it like Pat at Chase Creek does. He brings them up to 110.
Yeah.
That way you get enough time on the grill to give them some grill marks without going over the medium 135.
Rare. Yeah, right. Yep. Could do that too. Yep. So thank you. We'll, yeah, the last thing I want to do is ruin $400 worth of meat.
Oh, and if you love ribeyes,
right,
and you love them medium rare,
right,
and it comes out medium well.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
like, who cooked this?
Yeah, wait, where'd that grilling guy come from? Yeah. What does he know about, right? No, but
how'd you get that one? Why didn't you get the other one?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he was too busy up playing in the woods, but crashing cars, doing all kinds of stuff, man. Just busy guy.
I'm never gonna hear the end
of it. No, I probably it'll be a while. But anyway, at the end of the day, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And we're gonna have meet some new guys and hang out and cook some beef.
This is the place in Shartucky you always go to?
No, actually, this one is just a little bit north of Lowell on Nugent Road and Belding Road, M44 and Nugent.
Well,
up there.
You're just a little deer camp tramp, aren't you?
Well, I I'll do anything for a buck.
I didn't say whore.
And I didn't say doe. But anyway, so that should be a lot of fun. But, you know, it's just a little intimidating when you're bringing that much meat and they're relying on you to eat it.
You bringing your wife?
What? Oh, no. No.
Oh, it's a real deer camp.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's kind of a guy's night. I think this guy does this. I've catered for him once before.
Oh.
And he actually bought one of my barbecues at a charity and then called me up and said,
said that he doesn't want
what I was going to bring. Leave your wine at home. Hey, you might as well leave your pulled pork at home, too, and just come with some beans and maybe a corn casserole, and we'll be good. We'll get you the rest. So going to smoke up some salmon, too, for appetizers.
Heard enough
so.
About your beans.
Right, yeah. But anyway, so it's all good. It's all good, but it'll be a long smoke, and it's supposed to be a little chillier on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to pad my time a little bit and make sure I got a couple extra bags of coal because
I'm so excited.
Those are big pieces of meat. Yeah, it should be. So you're going to bow hunt up there until Monday?
Yes. Yep. We're going to have some snow. The leaves are falling.
Yep.
We have a bunch of maple, beech, and all those leaves are going down. The oaks, we won't worry about them.
Right, but I've got a big old maple tree in my backyard that hasn't even turned colors yet. Let alone the leaves falling.
Well, you're
off.
In the far south.
City of GR, right. A Wyomingite. But anyway, so all good, man. All good.
Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that we do have on board on our website right now My Pillow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve Bannon always says that My Pillow.
Yeah.
But it's exciting to have a great sponsor like that. I love the product, and we talked about them, but you're going to hear their commercials, and you're going to see them on our website, and please do your Christmas shopping with an American manufacturer. Say no to Amazon.
Great. Yep, exactly. But, I own their product long before they were sponsors. I got the pillows on my bed, and I got one of those toppers. And I tell you what, it made a huge difference in our bed. Just so much more comfortable.
That's good. You're not sleeping topless anymore.
No, I'm not. There's a topper on there. You got it. That's exactly right. So we can need to get him on the show, you know? I mean, that'll be our next. We'll work on that and get him to call us. Yeah, well, he's a busy guy, but, you know, so are we. So we'll make it all work out.
Yeah.
Our paths will cross. What do you want to talk about a camp menu? What are you bringing with you besides jerky? And Scottish eggs.
Well, a lot of chili.
Are you?
I'm doing our traditional chili, and I'm doing a white chili.
Oh.
Because
transport's easy to heat up by the bowl.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep. And we'll go to Chase Creek Smokehouse one night.
Yep.
And maybe the Hawkins Bar one night. Get fish on Friday.
Sure.
Barbecue on Saturday.
Yeah, make sure you wear your hunting clothes when you go to the fish fry. The deer really like that smell.
No, you got to change. Saturday after we hunt, we're heading over to Ted's Cottage on Wolf Lake, and we're going to bring our scent-free shower stuff, and we'll clean up again. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where Ted stays, right?
No, he'll sleep in the tent with us.
I wouldn't count on that. Wait till his head hits the pillow before you say that's happening.
No, he's... He's always stayed out there with me. Yeah. It's his camp.
Right, I understand, but that doesn't mean I thought he was
Well, he went and bought a really cool inflatable mattress that comes up about this high.
Yeah.
That'd be a My Pillow product right there.
Yeah, My Deer Hunter. Yeah. Hopefully there's no stick poking up through the bottom of the tent.
Well,
it'll be deflated in a
hurry.
He came
up a couple weeks ago with me when I cracked up, and He was trying to stay. He bought one of these cheesy ones online at Amazon,
right,
and it leaked.
Sure.
So he spent the whole night trying to balance in the middle, and he's a big boy.
All right, yeah. Yeah, pretty funny. All right, well, coming up next, it's ladies' all-time favorite. You know, you gotta make them happy before you leave them for deer camp. So we're going to talk about her best meal that you're aware of. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
30 point buck. 30 point buck. 30 point buck. Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. If you guys are headed to deer camp this weekend, Monday's the opener for the rifles anyway, you might want to leave mama with a good taste in her mouth before you leave. And I mean, cook her favorite meal is what I'm talking about. Get out of there, Bob. We're not in that gutter. And we're going to cook her favorite meal, and I'm just wondering if you guys really know what her favorite meal is. I think I've got mine picked out, but Barbecue Bob, what would you do for Maureen before you leave?
Well, I'm going to make her a romantic meal after the hunt.
Oh, okay. So after the shower probably, too, when
yes,
you get back.
That's
yeah,
right.
Right. Shave, maybe do all of that stuff. Well, before I go, Lisa likes a filet with a crab meat topper on it, right? And you can find the crab meat topper recipes online. Just look one up. And they're generally, I've got a recipe here, but
catching crabs this time of year,
right?
Tough,
yeah,
part.
Well, it isn't too bad in the can. They slow down when they hit the can. But anyway, look one of those.
Is that
up.
What you do? You get canned crab meat?
Yes, I do. Yep,
and that's actually okay.
Yes, it's really good.
Oh,
and you can't get it everywhere. It's called Crab Oscar Steak Topping is what
I've
it
seen
is.
That.
Yep.
Okay.
And
never
get
tried
a recipe.
It.
There's nothing special about the one I have. It's good. But what I wanted to talk about was the meat. Okay. If you get first of all, filet is quite pricey. The filet of beef is about as big around as a baseball, and usually they're cut 1.5 to 2 inches thick, right? So it's a very, very tender but very, very lean piece of meat. And because it's 2 inches thick, you've got a real tall steak when it sits on your grill.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is a technique that's called sous vide. And look that up. But basically what sous vide means is cooked in a water bath.
And I think the D is silent.
Yeah?
Sous vide.
Sous vide. Okay. Either way, what we're going to do is if you've got a vac sealer, I have one, you know, where you vac seal meat or your leftovers or whatever, rather than
yeah.
just putting them in a Tupperware, you
yeah.
suck all the air out
and
of
And that's
them.
What you sous vide with.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But what I would do is I'm going to put the salt and the cracked pepper and a little bit of garlic powder on two sides of the two flat sides of that steak, put two of the steaks in a vac seal and draw all the air out.
Now, you're going to want to set them side by side, not on top of
That's
each other.
That's correct. That's correct.
So your temperature right. transfers equally.
Yeah, so all the surface areas get the temperature. That's a very good point. So then you're going to put this in a bath of hot water. The sous vide machines are available, $70, $80. And what it does is you stick this down inside
looks
a pot
like
of water.
Looks like a curling iron.
Yeah, kind of. But they got them digital. In Anova, A-N-O-V-A, is a brand that I have. But what it does is it heats the pot of water to a consistent degree. There's a digital thermometer associated with this. So what you want to do is I'm and Lisa are medium rare filet eaters. So medium rare is 129 to 135 degrees is the water temperature.
I'd say it's rare for a woman to like medium rare.
Right. And so, but what I'm going to do is you put it in there for, it doesn't really matter because when that temperature, say the water we choose 130, okay, you get that, drop that steak in the pan of water and turn that sous vide on and it'll tell you when it gets to 130. And when it's at 130, you want to leave it in there about an hour. It will not burn. It will not overcook because the environment that steak is in is 130 degrees. But you want to give it time to get 130 degrees all the way through. Mind you, it's not getting wet. It's in there with salt, pepper, and garlic, and it's in a dry environment. Okay? But it will sweat a little bit as it heats up. So once you've left it in there an hour, hour and a half, you're going to take it out, open the package, and set the fillet on a cutting board and let it cool for just maybe 5-10 minutes to let the juices draw back in. It's not like it's been grilled, but you want it to dry out.
So you leave it in the bag.
You want it, well, I'd take it right out of the bag and put it on the cutting board because I want it to dry out a little bit because what I'm going to do next is rather than grill it, I prefer to put them in a cast pan. And you want to use something, a little bit of oil in the pan that doesn't have a low flash point. So I would stay away from the olive oils, maybe grapeseed oil if you've got some of that, or regular peanut oil.
Or bacon grease.
Right, or bacon grease. If you've got bacon grease, it's almost worth cooking bacon to get the grease because that flavor on the outside of that steak is going to be amazing. So I'm going to get that pan hot. I mean, my burner's going to be on high, and I want to get that pan hot because all I want to do, it's cooked, mind you. I'm at 130 degrees now, so it's cooked. I want to put a little color on it. Because it's going to come out of that sous vide bath gray, and it's perfectly ready to eat, but it just doesn't look too appealing. So what I'm going to do,
because it's 110 degrees,
right? Well, it's 130
or whatever.
Yeah, 130 is what I got it to. So I'm going to put that in a hot cast for maybe just a minute and a half on either side.
So you're just going to score it on each side.
I just want it to get some color is all I want. And in the meantime, while it was in that sous vide, you make your crab topper, okay? And then you're going to take like what I take is maybe like a golf ball size of that crab and put it right on top of that fillet. And you can boil, you can grill up, you can pan saute some asparagus to go with it. And you have a classic
then,
crab Oscar.
Then do you put like a little thyme sprig on top of your crab?
Well, you could if you had time to do it. But anyway, no, the things that she likes on her plate, she likes to eat, not look at so much. So, but anyway, my point is super easy to do if you have this sous vide device. It's a wonderful meal, and you can't ruin the fillet.
You're going to talk me into using mine.
I'm telling you, I bought him one. He buys me cast. I buy him French cooking appliances.
He's so fancy.
Yeah. I get wagon trail cast. But I'm using it, right? I use both in the recipe.
You got a beautiful Lodge Dutch oven.
I do, and it's going to see some use here.
Is that the only cast piece I ever got you? Is Lodge?
No, you got me a big skillet one
That's
time.
What I thought.
With a handle on one on the other.
Yeah.
I used that for chicken dip last Saturday night. So I made a big thing of smoked chicken dip for a party I had. So anyway, Bless you. But anyway.
So one of the things my bride loves is dirty garlic mashed. And so I'm going to probably use a nice Idaho russet.
Mm-hmm.
Because the red potatoes just get too creamy.
Yeah.
And I'm going
to... Excuse me.
We got to sneeze.
Conrad, you got a sneeze button over there.
Sleaze button.
Yeah.
So this is real simple. You just boil up some potatoes. I'm going to cut them in half if they're big or cut them into quarters. Wash them, boil them. And when they're in about 10 minutes of boiling, you throw in some cauliflower. Okay. And I do it 50-50. And then when you're done, you just take your submersible blender and just puree them. It's beautiful. And you can't even tell there's cauliflower in it. It's less carbs.
Right.
Okay? We're all trying to be skinnier.
Right.
It's less carbs. And then I throw in some pure cream, some heavy cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I top it off with Parmesan.
Okay.
And of course, fresh garlic.
Yeah.
I buy the jars of chopped garlic.
So do I.
I love that stuff.
So do I. It's the
liquid. That's why
I was
surprised you put garlic powder on those steaks.
Well, the minced, it's liquid, is too wet. And it spatters all over when you put it in that hot pan with the oil.
Oh.
Is why I do the powder.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Sort of, And I don't have time to do the other thing I have ready.
You could put in
the final segment, we'll cover the pesto.
Oh, great. Bors and cheese. You could put in those,
I've done
in
that
those
before.
Potatoes, too.
Yep, I've done
those
that
little
before.
Cubes of Bors and cheese.
Love
so,
that
anyway.
Stuff.
Coming up next, you can't have a great meal without great wine. We got Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery joining us. Nick, next. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it. We love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a Twist. But anyway, we were talking about making Mama a really nice dinner before you head off to deer camp, and you can't have a really nice dinner without a really nice glass of wine, right, Bob?
That's right. And we were talking about our new sponsor being MyPillow.
Right.
Well, this sponsor coming on right now is one of our first sponsors. It's Fen Valley Winery. Brian, General Manager, Brian Lesperance. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Well, other than a sneeze attack, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think he needs more wine, Brian. So
never good in radio.
No. Yeah, well, we had the button, but it's a little too late. COVID has impacted a lot of things, but how'd the weather do with the grapes this year?
Pretty good year. You know, it was warm, pretty dry through the heart of the growing season. Really nice fall. Got a little wet there towards the end. We ended up bringing in most stuff early, which is always a good thing in our book. And that was just primarily driven by the warm summer. So it wasn't that we had to bring stuff in. It was ready. And so we were probably about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Still got a little work to do here to button things up, but we're real happy with the 2021 vintage. And 2020 was great, too. So the reds that'll start coming out next year off of the 2020 sort of infamous year should also be really outstanding.
So you should have had – did that impact the quantity as well?
Pretty normal quantity this year and last year. Some things were a little heavy. Some were a little light. We didn't have the frost damage that a lot of the other fruit growers had. Apples and some of the others got hit pretty hard in the spring with a little bit of cold. Wine grapes are usually just a little behind those other fruits, and that even week or two can really make all the difference. So I would say it was a pretty average year in terms of quantity and probably a little above average in terms of quality.
So then having such a nice, long, extended summer and a lot of sunshine really helps the reds, doesn't it?
They certainly benefit the most by the weather because they are the last to come in. So they're just going to have to endure the most of the typically not great weather as we get into late September and October. In general, that's a very, very true statement. In reality, too, sometimes even the weather just the week, 2 weeks before harvest on any grape can make a difference. So you get a lot of water right before harvest. It can kind of dilute them down a little bit. It's really dry. The opposite can happen. So in general, though, yeah, we love early seasons for the reds. It tends to give us the best chance of making some high-quality wine.
So with hundreds of acres of grapevines, that must mean, I mean, in the fall, what do you do to all those grapevines? You have to trim them?
Sure. So that starts pretty soon. We're still buttoning up the farm a little bit here, but it won't be but a couple weeks, and we'll come out and start pruning. And we'll be pruning all winter, really, other than if we get 3 feet of snow, then we might take it inside for a few days. But it's a big part of the job, setting the plant up for next year so that it's got the right structure. And we usually have to do a little bit of of rework on some of the plants depending on their age, but it's a busy part of the job. Probably the big, you know, one of the most important parts of the job, sets everything up for success the following year.
So, Brian, we got the holidays coming up on us, and are there any events down at Fen Valley between now and the first of the year or New Year's?
Sure. I mean, we are back to having a little bit more of a slate here. We have got our Nouveau Festival on December 4th, which is a Saturday. It's the our annual celebration of the first wine of the vintage. So believe it or not, we'll release a red wine of all things that was grown this year. And we make it in the traditional Beaujolais Nouveau style, which means that it's going to have really nice fruit character, kind of jammy, which is a wine term that kind of means it's a lot of fruit, especially in the front palate, kind of that initial impression when you try the wine should be really, really fruit forward. Dry wine, great for holiday celebrations because it's kind of light, a little bit less serious, so it goes really well with a lot of things that happen to be on the table usually over the next few weeks. It's also just kind of a nice way to kick off the season. We open the cellar up, do some demonstrations down in the cellar to give folks an opportunity to try some unfinished wine and just get a look at what we're up to. And so it's a really neat event. Runs pretty much all afternoon on the Saturday. No reservations, no cost to attend. It's more of a drop-in style. And then we'll also put Nouveaux on sale for like $9-$10 a bottle. So it's a real reasonable wine, too, to kind of load up for the holiday season.
Yeah, I like that loading up. That's good stuff, man. But I've had that before. And
it's surprisingly good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have what was the label on the bottle last year that you did with that?
It was blue, I think.
Well, it's a blue label. It's kind of a throwback. We haven't changed it despite having done a few other label redesigns since then. So it's basically a fish on the front.
That's what I thought.
Back to some of our old labels. So,
yeah,
the crowd likes it. You know, it's a small batch. We'll make two skids, which is 112 cases. So it's not a big thing. It's kind of, you know, sold out of our taste room only. We like to have it gone by New Year's. So it's a fun kind of way to kickstart the winter and holiday season, but nothing to take too seriously.
So are there any varietals that having had, you said 2020 was good. So we'll be drinking 19 wine this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are there any tips that you would say, hey, you really got to try this one or that one?
And when do your 19s release?
Yeah.
So 19 was a weird year. Bad winter in 19. So red, if you find a red from 19, you should buy it because it'll be a collector's item. thankfully, 18 was a pretty good crop. 17 was an excellent crop. And 20 was a good crop. So it was surrounded by a nice large crop so we could sort of limp through that 19 year. As far as the stuff that did make it through 19, so your hardier varietals, some of your hybrids and stuff, it was actually a good growing year. It's just so everything's pretty solid. It's just the quantity was extremely low, and you're going to hear that from across the state. It was a pretty broad whacking that we took through the winter time. That winter, it wasn't a lot of bad days, but unfortunately in this kind of in growing environment, all it takes is one bad night, and if you lose your lake protection either because of an atypical wind direction, or in the case of what we had that night, no wind at all.
And perfectly clear sky.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You lose that that blanket of cloud cover, and that can get pretty nasty. But what we've done is basically bridged our way from 18 to 20. So you're going to see some of the 20s come out a little bit earlier, but because it was a really good year, we can get away with that because the fruit is riper than average, and so that tends to give us a little more flexibility in the cellar. And so we're going to release like our Meritage, which is our Bordeaux style dry red blend, from 20. We'll go right from 18 into 20.
That 18 Meritage is, I think, my all-time favorite.
Right, I love it.
It's drinking nice right now. You know, that's what we're selling in the taste room right now, which would be normal.
How's your supply on that?
Go ahead.
Supply on that?
Not enough.
Oh, no.
We're looking at releasing the 20 here in, I think, April. So it'll be nip and tuck, but But we're, you know, it could be worse. Like I said, when you're bracketed by a couple of bumper crops, it does give you a little flexibility there. But we're not putting it on sale, let's put it that way.
All right. Well, just put some on the Grilling Guys tab. That's all we want, all right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, just a few. Yeah.
Hey, Brian, we're on Jethro now, and this is our first time having you on the show. If people don't know where Fenn Valley is, give them a heads up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're south of Grand Rapids, about 40 minutes. We're about, you know, 20 minutes south of Holland off of 196, just to the east there, 196, down in Fennville, Michigan, which is nestled between South Haven and Saugatuck, so right off the Lake Michigan shoreline there. That's what allows us to do the things we do, is that lake gives us a lot of protection against the extreme weather that the Midwest is known for. So it's a beautiful estate. We grow a lot of the fruit here.
It's gorgeous.
Folks come down and love to just kind of see the vines and enjoy a little solitude and the rolling hill country. It's still got colors right now, but I suspect by a couple more days we're going to be losing all the beautiful leaf color. But it's still nice to be down here in the country for sure.
It's not exactly like watching the movie Sideways, I'll just put it that way.
Right.
So we're not only on Jethro, but we're on stations all around Michigan. So no matter where you're listening to this, Fenn Valley is just south of Holland, Michigan. And if you've never been there, trust me, just try it.
Yeah, this December 4th event would be a great place to start. You will not be disappointed in a tour of the facility.
And that
too.
New Vole is a perfect Christmas present.
Right. All right. Brian, thanks so much. We appreciate you making time for us. And we'll darken your door and have a glass of wine.
All right. Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
You too. All right. Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley Winery, our very first sponsor.
Right. All right. Coming up next, grilled desserts. Get her one.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things.
Welcome back,
y'all.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. That was Brian Lesperance. Man, if you've not been to Fenn Valley, you ought to make a trip down there between now and the holidays. His wine is very reasonably priced. It's exceptional quality for Michigan wine. It's different than the Traverse City wines because you get whites up there and you get reds from Brian. I mean, he's got whites.
His reds are worth buying.
Right. They
Traverse
certainly
City,
are.
I just didn't find any reds that really cared for.
Right. Yep. They're up there, I'm sure.
But I'll tell you, we went to one of those winter or summer weekend music festivals he has, I think Friday night, Saturday night. The deal is it's $35 or $50 a person, and you get basically all the wine you can handle because you got to drive home. And you get there was like three different bands playing fantastic music, the beautiful, you know, vineyard, and all kinds of fun couples. We just made friends with so many people there.
Right.
And then when it's time to eat, you go up to the barn and they give you your basket and it's got all your food in it and you've got your own picnic table and that's what you're sitting at all night for the most part. And then you go over to the grill and take this big, beautiful steak, or in this case, two steaks, one for me and my girl, and you go over and grill them. Everybody's grilling and just it's just fun.
Right. Yep.
Bring your own tongs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if you can talk her into it, maybe she'll have one on too. So You never know, but it is a great place. It's a great place to go. So if we're grilling up stuff for her, for you're going to do it after the hunt, but I'm going to do it before. You know what? One of the things we forgot to talk about with Brian was port wine. Mm-hmm. He makes some really, really good port wine.
Yes.
And he seems to have it more around the holidays than any other time.
This time of year, yeah. Yep, when it gets cold out, that's when you pull out the port.
Right.
And if you're a cigar lover like me, a nice glass of port and a cigar is just what the doctor ordered.
Port's a little bit sweeter, a little bit thicker wine.
Yep.
It's heavy, strong.
Yep.
So you don't want a lot of it.
The bottles are small.
Right, yep. And there's a reason, because you don't need a lot of it at any particular
setting.
Well,
you can put two and one in each pocket.
Yeah, right. Well. Yeah, is that how it works? Yeah.
Yeah, so their port is fantastic. I have a bit of a collection of it. I've been saving it. I don't know how long it's good for, but...
Till it's gone.
Well, you know, a lot of reds, they'll tell you 6 years, and then some, if you rotate them, and some people will keep for 20 or 30 years.
Right.
So I've
never lasts that long in my house.
I've got one that's probably 10 years old.
Yeah? What are you saving it for?
I don't know. Just to see if I can.
I'll be over.
Yeah. So one of the grilled desserts that Jop likes to talk about is grilled peaches.
Yep. Super easy, guys.
Now, you're going to do fresh ones?
What? Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, you aren't using canned, right? I mean, you want to use the whole
you're
peach.
You're grilling them, not me.
You want to use the whole peach, cut them in half, take the pit out, and then... what you want to do is that cut side that's open, the flesh side, put that down on a hot grill, give it a 10 and 2, so you got a little grid work on it.
Would you put any oil on
it? No, I'm not worried about that because it's not going to be down there that long. It's not going to stick. With the 10 and 2, and then flip it over, and then I sprinkle a little brown sugar on it and then close the lid and shut the grill off and let that stuff kind of sink in a little bit to the peach. You can use a lot of things. Mascarpone cheese is super good on those as well.
I've never had that.
Yeah, but it's
heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's like an Italian. You ever heard of a cannoli?
Yeah,
it's the stuff inside a cannoli.
Oh, so it's like
a little bit sweet cheese.
Okay, that texture,
but it's a little sweet.
Okay,
right. And those work really well.
It's
and
like
then,
cottage cheese, basically.
Well, but sweeter. Cottage cheese, a little tangy. But anyway, yeah, so that would be what I would do with those peaches. You can put anything on them. I mean, you know what? Don't put anything on them and set them in a bowl with some French vanilla ice cream. Yeah, you can't beat it. And then, mm-hmm. and then if you want to get really decadent, just drizzle a little caramel sauce over the top of that before you eat it. Not a ton, because the peach is sweet. But
ice cream's sweet.
Yeah, so it'd be good, though. Really good.
Okay, so to add a little booze to the menu.
Why not?
My favorite all-time dessert, and you don't do it on the grill, you just do it on your range, is bananas flambé.
Yeah?
And if you have a nice copper fry pan, it's kind of cool, depending on how many people are over. But this one's a little bit of a presentation. But basically, you take some nice medium ripe bananas, and you cut them down the center.
Okay.
And maybe cut those in half then so you can handle them. They're going to break anyway. Take a nice big thick pat of butter, melt it in that pan, medium heat, and as soon as it starts crackling a little bit, you put your bananas in there and you get a little bit of juice going, and then you pour in a heaping serving of Kahlua.
Oh.
And you just flip those bananas over when you get them to the heat and doneness you want them. And right when you serve it, you take a little shot of vodka or two, and then after you do that...
Yeah. I was going to say, are you cooking with it, or is that celebration that you're done?
No, you hit the top of that with some vodka, and you get a long lighter, and when you bring it out, you just hit that lighter over top, and it's all hot and it's crackling. That vodka will ignite real quick, the vapors, and you'll have a beautiful flame. I mean,
just regular 80 proof? You don't need the high octane stuff?
No, just
nope.
Tequila works too.
Right?
Whatever's handy and cheap.
Cool, man. Because it's all going to burn off.
It
anyway.
Is.
You're doing the Kahlua and the
it's
bananas.
It's all for show.
Right. And the butter.
For show.
So it's just butter, bananas, and Kahlua?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
And then some nice, I like Hudsonville whole bean vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You put a scoop of on there.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
Or I actually put the scoop in the bowl, and then I put the bananas on top, and then I drizzle that sauce over it, if you like Kahlua. Now, I like Kahlua because I like coffee, and I just had this Hillhoff cold coffee. It's called Organic Mocha Coffee. I just got done with it. I'm telling you, these guys... They just know there's a reason that guy gave him a 10
Yeah, yeah.
They're just, you know, that family is
They
amazing.
Got it figured out. They do what do, and they do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Vanilla and chocolate milk, and now some coffee drink.
Hillhoff Dairy. It's called Organic Mocha Coffee. Sobey has it.
Yeah. Hey, I was doing, I've done a couple barbecues this fall, and done cobblers with those. And
right.
Those are in a cast iron pan. You can look up a recipe on the internet. Just look up cast iron cobbler.
Yep. And time out.
Okay.
Time out, because some people won't have a cast iron. And
right.
And Rob and I, when we used to do those barbecue classes, we would use disposable aluminum tins.
Okay, yep.
And the key is to spray some Pam in there. No matter which pan you're
using. Well,
I use
whole
those,
butter.
You can use those square
right.
pans is all I'm saying.
Because
some people might not have the skillet.
Yeah, any size skillet will work.
And you can do them in the smoker as long as you're just using charcoal.
Right.
Don't put any smoke to it.
Right.
Clean coals.
Right.
And it's a wonderful way to just set it and forget it, and you won't burn the bottom.
Right. Right. It's in the smoker you won't. That's it. Because the thing's just got to bake,
yes.
basically.
Half hour.
And you're putting it in there and... The key though with the cast, as far as I'm concerned, is you got to put like a quarter of a stick of butter in there.
Yes.
And then you put the berries or whatever in on top of that, and then you put you put the dough in first, and then you put the berries and stuff on top, and the dough will come up and cook around all the berries, and so it looks like it's just got a cake top on it. But the berries are all in there, and oh man!
So
super
you're
easy.
Using more of a batter then?
Yes,
that's what Rob used to like to do. He would get a cheap yellow cake mix,
right,
and pour that in, and put all the apples and stuff and berries on top. You can mix your fruits too,
right? Yep, yeah, exactly. Peach is actually really good cobbler,
wonderful
for something like that. And again, indirect heat, probably medium.
And then you'll know when it's 350.
You'll know when it's done because the thing looks like it's baked and it's done.
Now my girl does she does like the oatmeal flour butter mixture, and she'll push that on the bottom, or graham crackers on the bottom, graham cracker crust, you know, which is graham crackers and butter. This is all good stuff for you.
Right. Well, it's the holidays, man. You got to have some sweets.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, there you go. And then put the apples. Maureen loves apples. And so she'll do apples, and then she'll put this oatmeal, butter, salt, might even have some brown sugar. But the apples are going to have, like, cinnamon and nutmeg in them and sugar. And then she'll put this, just basically it's a nice oatmeal crust on top, and it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's another half-hour process.
Yep. But, hey, if you like to bake, we're not just the grilling guys.
She's a baker.
Right. Yes, she is. She's good at it. You know what? I got to start talking nice to her because she forgets all the bad stuff I do all year. But I need my cinnamon rolls too for Christmas morning. But anyway, so hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You know, Barbecue Bob, you're headed to deer camp. How long are you going to be up there?
Undisclosed.
Okay, so till he gets one, and
or
he runs out of chili,
or
white,
two.
White or red chili, I guess is what he's doing. But anyway, I'm just going to go out Friday night and cook for a bunch of hunters. They're probably just more drinkers and eaters than they are hunters.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook /TheGrillinGuys. I'm on Twitter, regretfully, Grilling Guy, and. We'll see what new platform's coming out.
Yeah, if you get out in the woods, be safe. Only shoot at something that you know what you're shooting at, and don't get shot. You know, strap yourself to the tree, and we'll talk with you next week.